This is part one of a previously recorded two-part Live and Local interview. It's time for another episode of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. The Nonprofit Association of the Midlands. You ever heard of them? Well, they help nonprofits help their communities by connecting organizations with information, education, advocacy, and collaboration, helping members focus their energy on the people in the community they serve. The CEO of the Nonprofit Association of the Midlands is Ann Hendry.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Can you kind of get us to a grassroots level of what it is that, also known as NAM, what you do?
So at NAM, we are a membership organization for nonprofits of all sizes and missions. We serve the entire state of Nebraska, as well as Western Iowa. And we really work with nonprofits. I like to say our job is to make our members' job easier. So we focus on information, education, advocacy, collaboration, provide best practices, training, technical assistance, to really so they can focus on mission and we can help them with running their business.
What are some of the resources or some of the methods you use to help nonprofits be more efficient?
You bet. We do a variety of different things. So we have a best practice program called Guidelines and Principles, and it's a free online assessment for any 501c3 in the state, whether they're members or not yet members. And it'll create a report on how are you doing in the 12 areas of running your business. So things like human resources, financial controls, volunteer management, fundraising, those types of things. Then we do specific trainings along those items. So we have something called Board Masters, which is to train people to be on nonprofit boards. Because I found that unless you've been on a really good or a really bad board, most people really don't understand what the role is. We do different conferences. We just had a conference last week, Nebraska Nonprofit Conference. And then we have our annual summit coming up in November. We've also been able to put together some employee benefits. So for example, we have a 403B plan that our members can join. We've negotiated a great rate, and we've done something similar with retirement plans. I firmly believe if we're gonna attract smart people to the nonprofit sector, we better pay them enough to pay off their student loans and give them benefits and flexibility. So we're trying to make that easy for our members to do.
Oh, that's outstanding. That's just wonderful. You've got the Pulse Poll that covers both Nebraska and Southwest Iowa nonprofits. Can you talk about that and what the goal of that is?
You bet. We've done four of them. Our first one was in April of last year, and then we'll continue to do them quarterly. But we're just trying to gauge how our nonprofits faring with the economic downturn and the pandemic and everything that came as a result. Nonprofits are unique in that a lot of the income we get is from fundraising events. And especially a year ago at this time, nobody was having in-person fundraisers. It just wasn't going to happen. So we lost a lot of revenue that way. But we've also figured out how can we make that up to some degree. And what we saw in our most recent poll, and it was a survey, we had 159 organizations participate. And it shows that, you know, at that time the nonprofit sector was starting to stabilize. It's been really interesting, depending upon what type of 501c3 you are, how you've been impacted. So some organizations a year ago, for example, were super challenged, like arts organizations. They had to figure out a new business model. Other nonprofits, what I think of as first responders, food banks, food pantries, homeless shelters, human service agencies, they really saw such an increased need for services and received some funding to help them meet that demand. So it's just really interesting. Economic downturns tend to hit nonprofits immediately, and then the recovery time takes much slower because so much of it is donations from individuals and foundations.
Sure. Where do you see things going now? We're in such a funny period right now where it seemed as though from a COVID standpoint that things were getting much better, and now the Delta variant is rearing its ugly head. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, we have some nonprofits that have scheduled and at the moment are going to continue with in-person fundraising events to get back to that. What do you see out there right now?
You know, it really is a mixed recovery. I think with those frontline nonprofits, the food banks, homeless shelters, and such, they're still seeing such dramatic need. That's not going to go down anytime soon. Through the Homeless Coalition, they're working with different partners to help provide rent and utility assistance. And I think to date, they've given out $13 million in rent and utility assistance. They have about another $10 million just for this year. And quite honestly, I don't know if that's going to be enough. A lot of people may have gone back to work, but a lot of people haven't been able to. Until we can figure out the whole childcare situation, that's going to be limiting for people, and the safety issue. I think it's interesting. We were visiting with some of our members earlier, last week, I guess, talking about, have you changed your policies? And several of them are still going forward with their events. A lot of them are walks and golf tournaments, so that still feels safe since they're outdoors. But a lot of folks are returning to their mask mandates for their employees and visitors and clients.
Join me tomorrow at 7:45 a.m. and 3:44 p.m. for the conclusion of this live and local interview.